I'm here in Pavilion Gardens at the Brighton Fringe with the brainchild of Brainchild with Dan Lees. Dan, of opening question, quite a lot of comedians, particularly who are referred to as bonkers, you know, and clownish and all of that, sometimes there's something in brackets, it's the word complicité. And for those of us listening that don't know what that reference means, could you explain it?
Well, in my verb, complicité is, well, the director of my show, Mick Barnfather. He performed with Complicité back in the 80s and 90s, and they were a clown troupe, or essentially a clown theatre show that went to Broadway and went all over the world and was very successful. So in that terms, I mean, my show comes from a clown theatre background. I've trained with Mick Barnfather, with Gollier, lots of great clown teachers, yeah.
And so that, again, does that mean, you know, you sat at the feet of masters and then swum out on your own?
I mean, Gollier is an incredible teacher, and he is a kind of master. He's a bit like learning with Yoda or something. But I've learned a lot from those people, and they come from a tradition that's been going on for hundreds of years. And I mean, of course, I've incorporated it in my own style, and I have other comedic backgrounds and stuff that I've worked in. But that is a major influence on my work for sure.
So you train, but then there's you. So how does that take flight in as kind of uniqueness?
Well, the training that you get with Gollier, it's all about finding what makes you funny, not how you'd like to be funny, it's basically the idiot that you really are, that we all are, it's like a childlike quality. So it is about an individual essence of each of us that you're trying to locate and then you use. So it is about individuality, and it is about being oneself. That is, the training is about trying to get to that, you know.
And this is the only post-election question I'm going to ask, but, you know, I was listening early this morning when Hove was announced, and they announced, you know, the 20,000 for Labour that had stolen from the Tories and all that. But we had a few hundred and a big cheer for the monster-raving loony party. But idiocy, you know, it seems in the world today, it's kind of we attempt to design it out rather than design it in.
Well, idiocy in the sense that the way we train is about... And what I like about it is the sense that none of us really know what we're doing in the world. None of us really know, you know, we've invented this system of government and this world, and what's right and wrong and whatever. None of us actually have a clue what we're doing. We're all making it up. We're all pretending to be adults. And I guess in the work that I do, it's about getting back to that notion that we're all in this together. We none of us really know what we're doing, and that's kind of what my show is about. My show basically sets out to answer big questions, but I'm an idiot trying to answer those questions, and so I come to some very bizarre and absurd conclusions, and I take the audience with me, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also about it's about idiocy essentially.
And there were other kind of clown traditions like the bouffant that was supposed to be kind of helping you to do that too. Have you fused different comedy and clown traditions?
I mean, the bouffant is more conflictual. I mean, they conflict with the audience. They kind of resent the audience. What I do, I think, essentially is probably more innocent than that. I don't know, but there are elements of bouffant, there's elements of all kinds of comedy in what I do. There's musical comedy. There's physical comedy. There's, you know, I did stand up for a while. There's elements of that in my show. You know, it's a hybrid.
And when the director comes in, I mean, have you got something to show them and then they direct that, or does the director direct you into the creation of something?
Well, with this project, I developed most of the show on the comedy and cabaret circuits in front of audiences, and then with the director, we helped bring all those elements together and give them a cohesive story or narrative or way of holding it together and making a cohesive show. But there are lots of elements taken that I developed individually myself before. So I came with a lot of ideas, and he helped me form the show from those.
Because what I've heard a few times is almost like a synchronicity from different, particularly physical comedians. I notice there's a director on your flyer. Why have you got a director? And they kind of go, it's because I can't be completely trusted with my own material.
Yeah, well, the thing is with this kind of work, you're on your own doing it. And it's always great to have someone else to give you some comment about what you're doing, but somebody who understands the kind of work that you do, you know. But it's a very particular way of working, I think. I mean, the real directors for me are the audience. You know, they tell you, if they don't laugh, it didn't work. And you've got to find a way to make people laugh. And so as a comedian, yeah, directors are the audience at the end of the day.
So look, I'd like to just kind of climb in your ear, if that's the right place to go in, and into your soul, and into two moments. One is you're on stage and they're not laughing.
If I'm on stage and they're not laughing, the important thing is to acknowledge that they're not laughing, and to, you know, and to accept that, and to reflect on that, whether it's in my face or whether just making a reference to it. I think the danger is, and I think as a comedian early on, and I think comedians when they start out, people don't laugh, you panic, you know, you're scared, the audience pick up on that, they feel nervous, and then the whole show can go down. So, you know, every audience isn't going to laugh at everything you do, so you have to stay cool and calm and carry on. But obviously, that's the biggest fear.
But reviews suggest they are rare moments, Dan Lees, in your work. But so let's go to the other moment, which is they're absolutely laughing to the point where the show's almost unhinging.
Well, in those situations, that's why I do it, I think, for those moments. And I think in those moments it's when you find new things, you're just in the moment and enjoying yourself. It's it's a great buzz, really, you know.
There's also a hint in what you said earlier that audiences come to comedy, and you know, there's different kinds of comedy, to be entertained, but also to kind of, you know, explore life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the ridiculousness of life. I think comedians, that's what they expose. They're a reflection of actually how ridiculous the world is, whether it's politicians or just doing your housework or whatever. There's all the time, life is ridiculous, you know. And I think without humour, what would life be like? It would be a dull place, you know. It's also, it's how we communicate, I think.
So on the day of a show, here's one in the Brighton Fringe, can you just sort of build us up to the moment you go on stage?
I probably spend most of the day quite nervous and quite quiet, actually. Well, I mean, I get particularly nervous probably an hour before I go on. I'd be concerned if I wasn't nervous. I think nerves are a good positive thing, you know, to sort of leap off. But I mean, I don't have any particular bizarre rituals or anything. I don't know. You know, yeah. I'd like to say I did some yoga, and I don't know. But I'm not particularly superstitious or anything. Maybe I need some rituals. Yeah. I'll have to think about that one.
Okay, so you're not gesticulating in front of a mirror?
No. Maybe I should.
Yeah. And then in terms of Brainchild, just give us a few, I don't like spoilers, but just give us a few hints about that particular show.
Okay, well, as I said before, Brainchild is in the form of basically an idiot giving a lecture about the meaning of life and answering some of the big questions. And he lets spirits come and possess him, and we meet some bizarre and interesting characters. Like we've got a pope that's obsessed with cheese. We've got the first goldfish that does 5 minutes of stand-up comedy, and we've got lots of jazz as well. So you know, it's a good fun show, and I have a lot of fun, but also the audience have a lot of fun, and it'd be great to see you there. Anyone can make it down.
Why aren't you working in an office?
Why aren't I working in an office? I have worked in offices before.
Most people answer that. I am working in an office.
I mean, I'm not actually working in an office right now, but I have worked in offices. I've I don't like working in offices.
Yeah. The question, obviously, is what do you love? You love this, don't you? You absolutely love doing this. You wouldn't do anything else?
No. I do. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's my thing. You know, absolutely.
But what is that call? Is that a call that was there when you were young? Did you find it? You have to do this. What is that?
Well, I mean, I always loved watching comedy, but I always liked playing the fool. I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy laughing myself, at school, I always that was my calling card. That was how I made friends, and that was how I deflected enemies as well. Was using comedy, you know. So yeah. So but you know, having the nerve to get on stage. You know, that took a while, and it takes a long time to feel comfortable on stage and working the craft. That's another thing altogether. But I think you need to be, you have to want to do this sort of work to do it, if you see what I mean, because it's quite hard and daunting, really, getting up and making people laugh.
Final question. All the people that you've learned from come and sit at your feet and ask, you know, what have you learned that we didn't teach you?
Oh, what, the people that... If my teachers came, oh, what did I learn? I've learned. No, it sounds like they taught me everything.
I guess behind that, you know, what's unique about you? What have you taken the field on? Have you developed a signature, something that you didn't learn from them, and you could offer back to them as something that's about Dan Lees's unique comedy?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's I mean, although these people have taught me, I mean, I was doing comedy before I was taught by some of these guys. So I just think it's about being yourself and being unique and doing what you want to do. I think with comedy, when we watch comedians, we want to see them having a great time. We want to see them having fun, whatever they do. So it's really important that you find what makes you want to do it, you know.
So we're going to leave that slightly mysterious, elusive quality that is Dan Lees hanging in the air, and you're going to have to find out what it is by going to see the show. And it's called Brainchild, and it's playing at the Warren. When's it on?
The Warren, 5:30, 16th and 17th of May. Yeah, come down.
Thanks very much, Dan.